And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. With the recent visit of King Charles to the United States and the 250th anniversary of the nation's break from England coming up, you might hear cries of, "The British are coming!" for real or as a joke. But it's no joke in Eau Claire, where the city council has approved $5.6 million in incentives, hoping to land ABF Ingredients, a British biomanufacturing firm. That comes on the heels of state incentives to bring a German biofuel plant to Hayward and Bayfield County's sale of $2.2 million in carbon credits to a Spanish firm through its Sustainable County Forests. Though none of these projects are directly connected, all are European companies investing in rural northern Wisconsin. Someone who specializes in exactly that is Chris Witowicz of the Small Business Development Center at the University of Wisconsin-Superior. And he joins me now. Welcome back to Wisconsin Public Radio, Chris.
Thank you, Robin.
So we had you on just a couple of months ago, and not long before that, talking about the seesaw of the Trump administration's tariffs and the effect on international trade in Wisconsin. But as different as these three projects are, they appear to be totally separate from that conversation. Am I reading that correctly?
Well, I think so, in the sense that, you know, we are looking at things from carbon credits to foreign direct investment in Wisconsin. So it really isn't about tariffs, you know, what we see in Eau Claire and certainly up in Hayward. Our foreign companies coming in to take advantage of our resources, which includes very rich and robust employment opportunities, and then, of course, natural resources such as timber, agriculture, and things like that.
And you would say those are particular to Wisconsin?
Well, yeah, we like to think we lead the world in this stuff, Robin. You look at some of our engineers and inventors, we make some really cool things here. And with that, we see a lot of people all over the world, not just Europe, but even Japan, for example. I believe Japan is the number one foreign direct investor in Wisconsin.
As I said, these three projects are totally different, although each shares some attributes with at least one of the others. Bayfield's carbon credit sales to most of the European companies is in the same neck of the woods, if you will, to the potential forestry biofuels plant in Hayward. And that's not too far a leap to biomanufacturing in Eau Claire. Am I reaching here, or is there something about the state that attracts this type of investment or opportunity?
Well, we look again at what we're good at. You know, we have dairy and food processing, which of course just leads the pack. Any of our agricultural inputs like building materials, wood, insulation, and composites. Again, you mentioned the forest products, that which are beyond timber. You know, these are non-traditional biomass products or engineered wood, biochar, you know, and then advanced manufacturing. And I think to round it all out are our great ports and logistics opportunities that we have being, you know, nestled right on two of the Great Lakes.
As I said, you and I have talked about tariffs to death. On the one hand, the Eau Claire and the Hayward projects could be part of the administration's strategy of getting foreign companies to do manufacturing in the U.S. to avoid tariffs, or they could be happening independently. I know the Hayward plans have been in the works for years, so that was not a response to the current administration.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, these things do take years. Even the one in Eau Claire, I think they've been talking about that for quite a while as well. You know, but again, here we have foreign companies that see the value in Wisconsin and where we are. You know, it may not be in a direct response to the current administration's tariff scheme, but you want to take advantage of a market where your customers are. So it could very well be that these companies in Eau Claire or in Hayward have a client base here in the United States. It's cheaper to ship to somewhere in the United States from the United States than, of course, it would be overseas. The question of tariffs are completely negated. And, of course, there could be other opportunities on a local or state or county level as far as development tax credits or things of that nature.
Bayfield's sale of carbon credits is of course, totally immune to tariffs, I think, unless the foreign government is imposing them on U.S. sales of intangibles. But it is similar to the tariff situation because, in essence, it's getting around the administration's rollback of climate change and even capitalizes on that.
Well, it gives us an opportunity to sell something that they don't have. Wisconsin offers policy certainty in the sense that foreign firms can invest here, access these lower carbon molecules, if you will, and it's just not cheaper fuel. So that means that foreign direct investment is then driven by that access to compliant inputs. And this is really big in Europe right now.
In short, we got a lot of trees.
That's true. And, you know, for the climate change hawks that are out there, you know, this is something that should be agreeable to them because, you know, here we have Wisconsin counties and landowners. They manage these forests in a way that generate a measurable and verified carbon sequestration, right? The Europeans love that because they've, you know, in Europe, they face stricter climate disclosure and rules. High integrity supply over there is very limited. And it's an export of environmental service, not timber. Like you said, we're not chopping down the forest.
So are these three foreign investment projects in rural Wisconsin anomalies, or do you see more to come?
I think that the big takeaway, Robin, is that Wisconsin isn't exporting ideology. It's exporting credibility. If I can make one shameless self-plug here for Wisconsin's International Trade Day, which is going to be on May 19th. It's World Trade Day again. It's going to be down in Waukesha. Go to MITA, that's MITATrade.org.
All right. We've been speaking with Chris Witowicz of the Small Business Development Center at the University of Wisconsin-Superior. We've been talking about European companies doing business and investing in northern Wisconsin. Thank you for joining us, Chris.
Thank you, Robin.
And if you have an idea of something you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. That's northern@wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.